Blog Talk Radio.
We're working it. And what's happening, folks? Welcome to the show. Have nothing to do. It's all coming together. It's that startup music on there. It's killing me. Not have startup music. From another show up on the porch. Can't even find it. You're going to have to play it out. Let's find it. Stay with me, Mike. Andy, what's happening? We got some technical difficulties. The last show, put up a startup audio instead of taking that. Now, here we stand, listening to the startup audio. And another show. Great. I'm trying to find it here, also. How about that?
You are listening
like
to Patriot
that.
Nation Radio Live, 347-637-3922.
Please share this around. I had no opportunity to share this. I had some technical difficulties. And so here I am. Rob Hubert's watching. Kim's watching. Andy's watching. Bill's watching. Caleb's watching. Caleb will be on the show Thursday as we talk about the Vegas incident once again. I'm having nothing but technical issues here today, folks. It's just crazy. I don't know what's going on. My system, I didn't get prepared quick enough. I had too much going on. I'm going to kill this light right above me. Please share.
Living on the edge, folks. Surfing on a chair. Surfing on a chair.
There you go. Now you've seen it all. This is real, live, raw, Patriot Nation Radio coming to you straight from Spring Hill, Florida. Great news today, folks, in the Bundy trial. Holy crow, can you believe it? I can believe it because we know that the government is corrupt and the court and the judicial system is a scam and a flam. So, you know, through the judicial system, they got what coming to them using the Constitution today. God is great. God bless America. God bless the Bundys. Bundy, 2020. Some may be voting for the Winfrey Weinstein ticket. I don't know. It won't be me. I gotta raise up my kid here. It's too low. Folks, bear with me. Yeah, I almost didn't want to do a show here, but I had to do a show because I booked it. So I'd never go out and scam and flam on a guest. So Mike is gonna join us. You won't believe his story. I wanna ask everybody to try and share this around a little bit. I haven't had a chance to share or invite anybody to the show. So bear with me as I invite folks to the show. And we play our ad. During these ads, you're going to hear LibertyRush.com. It is a new social media. You want to get yourself over to LibertyRush.com and join up and leave all the libtarded rhetoric behind that you find on Facebook. Get involved in LibertyRush.com and, of course, DaybreakUSA and AmericanBrand.org. You want to check out those sites. This is from Scott Kesterson, Dave Bray, and my good friends at LibertyRush.com.
Thank you for listening to Patriot Nation Radio, 347-637-3942.
Attention conservatives. Big social media is targeting conservatives like you and me in an effort to silence us and the truth. The free speech social media that you have waited for is here at LibertyRush.com. No longer do you have to be distracted by fake news. Join the war on fake news at LibertyRush.com. The official alternative with no libtard rhetoric. Guaranteed. LibertyRush.com.
Hey, what's up, everybody? This is Dave Bray, America's favorite patriotic rocker, and you are listening to Patriot Nation Radio Network.
I never knew about at a funeral or like the last day when an officer is passed, and they actually go and the dispatch will close basically down the radio air for emergency only. And then she will call the badge number, or he will call the badge number from dispatch, and obviously there's never an answer. Brave soul has passed away in the line of duty. Felt like something needed to be done or to recognize that. And that's what the song is about, basically. It's about an officer who's, you know, gone down in the line of duty, and, you know, he's given his all. And, you know, when they do reach out for the last call, he answers back, and these are his words. And one thing a lot of people don't know, I know a lot of cops, you know, in and out of uniform. They are very human, just like you and I. Pick and choose what laws they uphold, but they have to uphold the ones that are put in place by our representatives. And our representatives are the people that we put in office. And the same people that are out there with their signs are the same people that are putting lunatics in office. Here's the wake-up call, people. Don't come down on the men and women in blue for doing their job. Come down on your representatives for passing these BS laws, and get involved in your political on a local level. And fix what the problem is. Fix the problems in our laws today. Get involved in your local politics and get moving. Get moving in America. Become a citizen. A citizen doesn't mean you sit back and collect a paycheck from the government. A citizen means you are a part of the government, a part of the citizenry, a part of the voting and voicing public. And that's what I think the song says more over than anything else. And if people want to hear it, because I know they do, please go to Dave Bray, USA. Right now on Facebook, that's DaveBray USA.
You guys are sharing it all over the place. Thank you so much. I see it. DaveBrayUSA.com.
All units, stand by for a special announcement. Emergency traffic only.
11:45. Prince William calling. 11:45. This is the final call for 11:45, Officer Ashley Gwinden, end of watch, February 27th, 2016. May you rest in peace.
While the NRA defends the Second Amendment, the American brand fights the propaganda war. My name is Scott Kesterson, and I am president of the American brand. The American brand is a next-generation media, education outreach, and political action training organization designed for Red State America. We are an organization built on the inalienable rights guaranteed in our Constitution, on the core values of hard work, on integrity, and on a deep commitment to faith and love for country. The left is working tirelessly to have you believe that red states and red counties are second-class citizens and should have no political power. Nothing could be further from the truth. The American brand has been built to strengthen the political voice of red state small towns and rural communities, to preserve American values, and to train and mobilize the next generation of red state small business and political leadership. It is a bold vision forged from the experiences of small business and military special operations. Visit our website at theamericanbrand.org. That's theamericanbrand.org to learn more. We need your support and your donations to make this work. Join us in the fight. Thank you, God bless, and God bless this great country.
You are listening to Patriot Nation Radio Live, 347-637-3942.
Yes, indeed, folks. Here we are at the Patriot Nation Radio Show. I'm your host, Mark Hoffman. And now is the favorite time of the show, one of my most favorite times of the show. And I will hope that you will join me. And you know what? If you stand and take a selfie of yourself and send it to me with your address, I'll mail you a calendar, a constitutional calendar with some great things on it. I'll take the first three who do it. I'll send you a calendar. Hook it up. We're going to do the national anthem right now. Mike's watching. Jose's watching. Nancy's watching. Thank you, Lisa, for sharing. Thank you very much. Stella's on, Robin's on, Teresa's on, Caleb's on, Rob is on from my school days. What's shaking, folks? We're going to do this right now. Jose, join me. Get a calendar. Send me your address.
Oh, say can you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we hailed at the twilight life's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight o'er the ramparts we watched were so gallantly streaming. Hail the rocket's red glare, the bombs bursting in air, gave proof through the night that our flag was still there. Oh, say does that star-spangled banner yet wave o'er the land of the free and the home of the brave?
All right. Daryl's with us. Francis is with us. What's happening? Rose Marie is with us. Thank you so much, everybody, for joining us on the live feed tonight. And also, those who are listening to us via Blog Talk Radio, what's happening to you folks? That's where we have our guest tonight. Just going crazy. There we go. Michael's in. We're here. We're having a good time. We had some seriously great news today in regards to the Bundy case. Folks, have you heard the news? Charges dropped with prejudice for the Bundys. This is great stuff happening here, ladies and gentlemen. And so now we have, this time 2 years ago, an occupation occurring at the Malheur Wildlife Refuge. We have Ammon Bundy and his supporters out there at the Malheur Wildlife Refuge. Tomorrow would be 1 week at the refuge 2 years ago. And on January 26th, the murder of Lavoie Finicum took place. That is my birthday, so I'll never forget. We'll never, never forget the day they murdered Lavoie Finicum. My birthday. But, you know, I don't want to forget, because it'll keep me motivated and keep my eyes on the prize, restoring liberty along with our president and the rest of the fine patriots of this great country. It'll keep me focused, eyes on the prize. Know what I'm saying, folks? So, with that, there was a gentleman named Jordan Page, who on the night of the murder of Lavoie Finicum wrote a song and played it for the first time at about 3 o'clock in the morning on January 27th. You may know the song, ladies and gentlemen. It is called The Ballad of Lavoie Finicum. And just search out Jordan Page. I think his station is jordanpagemusic.com. I'm not sure. But great things are occurring because of, and it's this very same one. Many of the patriots I know, I see they all have this same very pocket constitution. This one. Brought it to court every day. John Lamb, every day in the pocket. There it is. The constitution. The very same one. Judge Navarro said, you can't have this little thing. It's in your pocket. Can't have it in my courtroom. Because I'm Judge Gloria Queen Navarro. A good friend of ours, Molly Powell, this week did a great campaign to get Navarro canned, get her trending and her crimes trending on Facebook and Twitter. I think they did pretty good. I had a couple hashtags. I threw them out during the show the other day. Very important stuff. Now, Judge Navarro needs to go. But from now on, from today until my show on, I believe it's January 25th, I'm going to play the Ballad of Lavoie Finicum at the bottom of the hour. somewhere at the bottom of the hour to commemorate a true patriot who gave him his life, who laid down his life for others. No greater honor than a man who laid down his life for his friends and his family and his fellow citizens. One of those folks in the vehicle with him, you know, he had just met at the refuge. He laid down his life for these folks. But we'll get to that. The Ballad of Lavoie Finicum, somewhere near the bottom of the hour. But tonight we're going to have Mike Phillips is joining us. He's got a harrowing tale going on. He's a witness to something very bad. He's been trying to tell people, look, I saw this. We're going to bring him on. He's going to tell us the story. It's crazy. There is so much stuff going on. It's crazy. Wait till you hear the lineup I'm working on here in the new year. Talking great guests, great things coming down the pipe, folks. But right now, let's bring in our guest, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the show, veteran and patriot and witness. Should he be in witness protection or are they committing witness suppression? Ladies and gentlemen, Mike Phillips. Welcome to the show, Mike.
Hello. Hey, thank you, Mark. And another thing I was going to say is it's not more like my story. It's more the story of who I'm actually going to be speaking of, Karina McClurkin.
Right.
It's an 18-year-old missing teen. When I say teen, I want you guys to keep an open mind. She was 2 weeks, I repeat, 2 weeks into her 18th birthday when she went missing. To me,
okay.
That is still a child.
Right, right. Hold on. Now let's back up here a little bit. So now the young lady's name is?
Karina McClurkin. McClurkin.
Right, Karina McClurkin. And
yes, sir.
One of her family members might be willing to speak this evening, and they're listening.
Jerry McClurkin. It's actually the grandmother. It's the father's mother. She's
okay.
Been actually speaking out. If you look on Dateline, some of the local news stations, if you look up the case, most likely you will see Jerry pleading, begging, along with her son out searching. They've been actively for a year now, not only begging, pleading, but they've been searching every rock, every leaf, anything, looking for even the remains of Karina.
All right, so, Jerry, if you're listening, this is for you. Get a pen, Jerry.
You are listening to Patriot Nation Radio Live, 347-637-3942.
That number again, 347-637-3942. Jerry, you're welcome to call the show and make a plea live on the air right now tonight to find your missing granddaughter, Karina. Now, let's back all the way back. How do you know these folks? Do you live in the same town? And how did you come to know Karina and Jerry and the family?
This is actually my act of selfless service. I was actually my girlfriend's the night of the 10th. It was actually about 11:40, about when I left my girlfriend's house, and I was actually on my bike ride home. My cell happened to be dead on me, and it was just another night. I was just going to go home. Leaving my girlfriend's, no big deal. Hi, bye, love you. And I went about my way and just took a regular route, one of the routes I would take to go home, and that's literally how I met Karina. There's a corner of Markland and Washington right here in Kokomo, and she was just coming over Markland, getting onto the side of the road where I was when I ran into her. When I first ran into her, I seen her literally bawling. She's crying. She's looking over her shoulder like somebody was chasing her. Like, literally, that's what first came to mind. Is there somebody after this girl, or what's going on here? And literally, that's how I come to meet Jerry and her dad and a bunch of other very, very courageous folks, because what they're speaking out against and what they're actually showing now is exactly what I've been speaking out this entire year showing. Like, I've been saying, hey, I know I've seen something. I know who I've seen and what I've seen that night. And later on in the story, you'll hear where Karina herself let it be known. I'm giving voice to this girl. She herself let it be known. If they see me, I'm as good as dead. And it's they and them is kind of what's scaring the hell out of me, because I'm speaking up not only against one person, I'm speaking up against many. There's more than one involved.
Right.
And
so now,
let that.
So you're right. You're going down the road on your bicycle, heading home, or bike, whatever, and you see Karina running down the road, looking over her shoulder, like in a panic, like, oh my God. Then a truck pulls
like,
up or something.
Yeah, it was later on when somebody, she was finally able to get a hold of somebody. Like, I watched this girl desperately calling and texting, literally, family, friends, anybody she could get a hold of. Like, you can see the desperate, like, in her voice and how she was texting. She's sitting here shaking like a leaf, sitting here trying to just keep her calm just enough to where a single text was, like, hell for this girl to do. Like, literally, to get her to calm down, I had to literally treat like she was one of my own children. Like, okay, you're fine. I'm not going to let anything happen to you. Like, this is promises I was making her to get her to calm down. And it was promises I planned to keep to with her. One of which was, anybody was coming to do you harm. I may not be the best health right now, but I am trained, I am proficient, and I will, you know, I mean, come high hell or high water, not let anything happen to you. I'll put my body, my life on the line. Just make me a promise. Run. And that's one of the promises she made me that night. She was going to point out who it was, where they were coming from, and she was just to run. Not look back, run. That's one of the promises she made me that night. And that's
so
not going to give me an idea of how serious this was. Like, she was fearing for her life. And it took me kind of showing her, look, I'm here. I'm not going to let anything happen to you. I'm going to let you kind of do what you have to do. I'm going to make sure to ensure your ability to not only leave this situation, but leave this situation safely. I made sure she was well aware of this. And later on, she finally was able to calm down and, like I'm going to say, was able to finally get a ride. She made contact with somebody, and this person, we waved around and eventually waved down. They pulled in. There was an alleyway between, like, a Little Caesars drive-thru and Harrison Street. There's going to be an alleyway right there on Washington Street. This, I don't know if I can say her name or anything publicly because I've got a protective order on this driver, but this driver pulled in to pick her up. But me and Karina, I'd say probably about 30, 35 minutes, had to wait around for this driver to actually get there. So it was about an hour situation. I was sitting there waiting with Karina. And mind you, like I said, my cell phone was dead, so I had very little options. From what she was telling me and what she was showing me, if I was to leave her, because I, again, could not get her talked into leaving the shadows or the safety of where she felt she was safe, even to go to the Speedway, which is just right across the street. I couldn't even get her to go across the street. She was saying if they seen her, she was good as dead. They didn't care where it was.
And who was this?
It's kind of a little bit.
And who was saying this? That she's good as dead.
They, it's actually been kind of, the family's got people they would think of who would they would be. That's another reason why I was kind of, I'm seeing if Jerry would actually come on. Because this is things I don't know if exactly how else to put it. And that's another reason why I'd let Jerry kind of explain as family. Makes sense. And I'm trying to contact her now.
Right. So and now you're talking with yourself for like an hour. You're there by Harrison Street or whatever. Right? You said Harrison Street. And the truck pulls up. It's a truck or a car?
It was a blue SUV. It was a four-door SUV. And the reason I knew it was a blue four-door SUV because I actually this person didn't seem all that bad at first. And that's another thing I even told the PD. Like, after sitting down, waiting with Karina, seeing her body reactions, how she was reacting, she just desperately wanted out of the area, I seen this person show up. It seemed like it was a friend. She knew them and was like, she trusted them. So I didn't have the reason to, in my gut, not trust this person. So I kind of asked the person, I was like, hey, you seen Karina's been out here for a while waiting for you. I've been sitting out here standing right beside her. Hi, my name's Mike. Met the driver. And even down to a story about the driver, one of the, like, this all just burnt in my memory. And I'm sitting there, like, in the back seat kind of warmed my hands up. They finally did let me get in the truck, kind of warmed my hands up, so they cranked the heat up. So I'm sitting there in the back seat having a full conversation with both Karina and the driver. And another thing, like I'm telling the PD, it wasn't just a high-by situation. I sat here and was literally warming my hands up in the back seat while this driver just got here to pick her up. So I'm sitting like, they were gracious enough to let me, sorry, it's kind of cut me up, but they were gracious enough to let me actually sit and warm my hands up in the back seat. And I'm right behind Karina this whole time, not only talking to Karina, but this driver. So it's burning in my memory. I know who you are. I know whose truck I sat in. I know whose truck I even warmed my hands up in. And you're fighting me now saying you never knew this girl, let alone pick this girl up. That's where I'm getting at now.
Right. All right, so now. Hold on, Mike. I think Jerry might be on the line with us.
Yes, sir. Actually, she just told me she's calling in. She's waiting now.
Right, I think she's there now in the queue. So
about her granddaughter, this woman, if you want to see what a true patriot is, this woman stands up and she stands up and lets her voice be heard. I have fond respect for this woman right here.
God bless her. The now, Chris, hold on. I want to go like this now. All right, so now you talk to this girl. The guy pulls up. You get in, you warm up because you've been outside with this girl waiting for an hour, freezing. Now you know the truck, you know the
person. She's going to come into play. She's going to give you a whole lot more information. I'm going to let her take it from here.
All right, I just want to catch up. I want to make sure that I'm on the right page. So now you get out of
this. But I'll still be on. I'll still be listening in, and I'll chime in here and there. But if you need to put me on hold or bring her on, have at it.
Yeah, not yet. So now you get out of the truck, and the truck drives away.
Yes, sir. They actually went down to Markland, took a left. And from there, that's pretty much where, like I said, Jerry kind of comes into play. And this is where this woman, she knows what she's talking about, and she's got heart, soul. And I mean, this woman, she's got courage.
And that was the last time you've seen this young lady?
Yes, and this is actually where the grandma – there is other witnesses that came forward after the fact. I'm not the only one that's actually spoke up about this driver.
Right.
And when I'm talking about some of the situations, like within the case, like issues I'm having, like the witness impediment, the tampering, obstruction, like clearly
right.
I was showing not only is this being allowed, I was getting actual excuses, not only from the PD, but the prosecutors on why these actions were allowed. They're going to be allowed and going to continue to be allowed. It took me actually petitioning for a protective order with the judge to get that to stop.
Jesus, this is a mess, ladies and gentlemen. All right, so I have Jerry's is on the line. What I'm going to do right now is, in honor of Lavoie Finicum, I'm going to play The Ballad of Lavoie Finicum by Jordan Page. Lavoie Finicum was murdered 2 years ago on my birthday, January 26th, by the FBI. The federal government gunned him down in the snow. Or the Oregon State Police, whoever the heck it was, law enforcement gunned them down in cold blood and snow. Many of us were watching. Many of us were paying close attention to what was going on at that time. And this guy, Jordan Page, who met Lavoie Finicum before he passed away, wrote this great song about a great patriot. And right after this song, I'll bring in Karina's grandmother, Jerry. So sit back, listen to this deep song. The song is serious about Lavoie Finicum. God rest him. God bless him. God bless his family. I had Shalise on the show. I had, his wife. I had a lot of people on the show that are connected to all these cases. And this is very important. The Bundys were set free today, and it's all connected. So here's The Ballad of Lavoie Finicum, and I'll be back in 5 minutes with Karina, the young lady who's missing. It's her grandmother. And Mike is a witness to the kidnapping. He's the person who's seen her last drive away in a truck. This is really crazy what's getting ready to go down here in this story. So The Ballad of Lavoie Finicum, and then this girl's grandma, Jerry, right after this.
What's up, everybody? This is Jordan Page. In light of the recent events in Oregon, I just wrote a song that I want to share with you. This is called The Ballad of Lavoie Finicum. Subtext, Cowboys Stand for Freedom.
He was a man who The world is blind, can't see a thing. All you can do is try to be a human being. I'm only talking about a cowboy stand for freedom. I'm just talking about a name called being a store.
Patriot Nation Radio Live, 347-637-3942.
All right, folks, I'm back. It's the Patriot Nation Radio Show Live on the Patriot Nation Radio Network right here. We are on the Facebook Live feed. Share it. Look for it. Find it. We're there live. You get to see this mug, the face of the radio, on the live feed. Well, we're talking to Mike Phillip, and I'm not going to say the lady's last name because I'm bad with names, but I will let her say her name if she wishes. But the young lady who was kidnapped, Karina, and is missing, her grandmother is with her. Her name is Jerry. Welcome to the show, Jerry. Thank you for calling.
Thank you, sir, for having me on.
No problem. We can help even in the littlest bit. I want to try to do something, at least get the word out and help you with your story and help you find answers. So now that Mike sees this truck off, the truck drives away, and
right.
Karina's in the truck. This is, he's the last person to see her besides the person in the truck. Where do we
right.
go now from what happens next?
Okay. Well, to my knowledge, there are three witnesses. Mike was with her and put her in the truck. She therefore went to another person's house. She was supposed to be in with the girl in the truck. She took her to someone else's house. She was supposed to be in respiratory distress. The person told this girl that picked Karina up in the truck, told the girl to get her to the hospital because she was dying. The girl left with Karina, and she's not been seen since October 11th, 2016.
And did she have any health issues prior?
Pardon me?
Did she have other health issues prior that would cause her to have respiratory distress?
No, she got introduced into the world of heroin.
Oh, good Lord. God bless her. My brother was addicted for a while. He was one of the lucky ones who got on the methadone program and beat it. Hallelujah. God is great to some. I'm sorry to hear this.
She wanted to go for help, but other side of the family did not want her to go. That's a long story where it's been accused of helping and aiding her out there on the streets to keep her out there, to keep her going in that world.
Right.
But there are three witnesses, and we cannot get Kokomo Police Department to listen to any of them, and Mike is one of them. They don't want to listen to Mike. They don't want to talk to me. They haven't contacted her father, my son, since last summer.
Now, is that because she was dabbling in the underworld, so to speak, of drugs and stuff that they don't want to help, and they're looking at it as, oh, well, just one less person?
I do believe that, sir, because she was mixed. She was biracial, and she's the only biracial child missing in Kokomo. The guy under the mayor, Mr. Thorpe, I had talked to him and asked him why the FBI wasn't in on this, and he said the FBI deemed it not necessary to come in on this case. And I mentioned the two little girls at Delphi, And I said they were there for the two little white girls at Delphi. Is it because Karina is black and got mixed up in drugs? And he made the remark, that's a statement that I'm not allowed to say to you. That right there told me. And when he told me that, I lost it. I mean, I said, my father come out of me, and I said a few choice words. And I told him what he could do with his police department. The mayor needed to step his ass out and go do something because they're not looking for Karina. Me, Mike, and I've lost all my walkers almost. I've got a couple walkers left, and I got Mike, and that's it. I've had the most I've had is 15 people step out to look for Karina, period, in a year. 1 year. Me and my son, and Mike was along a couple of times before Mike came into the picture, me and my son were breaking ice to see if her body would float up because we were told that they were looking for her remains. But they're not looking. I've gave them names. I've gave them the place she's supposed to be. They won't go. They won't look. They've stopped me from hiring a private investigator. They've stopped me from bringing in, trying to get the FBI in here. The U.S. Attorney General won't talk, called Nancy Grace. I called the NAACP, and she's black, and they won't even step out. And I can't get any help anyplace to find this child. She just turned 18.
Oh, bro.
2 weeks. She was 2 weeks into her 18th year, her birthday.
And they won't do anything. They're not doing anything to help. The law enforcement, they won't look. And where exactly? Kokomo is located. Where exactly?
Kokomo, Indiana, about 50 miles north of Indianapolis.
I'm sure we got some 3% groups out there that would love to help you in your search, and they would help comb the woods.
But
those
we
guys.
We don't know where to look anymore. So we've searched, me and what walkers I did have, we searched over 500 miles around and in Kokomo. I mean, I have been down on my hands and knees and digging with my hands to dig to find Karina. I've been picked up off the ground because I'm an older lady. I have fell. I've had to be picked up off the ground, and everybody always has excuses. I know people have lives, but my gosh, why can't people step out and help find this girl? I mean, so she's black. She didn't have to be born. They act like she didn't exist.
We might be able to help you with getting a search party together out there in Indiana, Kokomo, Indiana. And we have a lot of connections here at Patriot Nation Radio with folks who are all about helping their fellow citizens. That's what being a patriot's all about, you know. And
right.
Patriots together, and we stand up together. In fact, one of the guys on the live feed is from Indiana. He's watching right now. His name is Caleb. He's going to be on Thursday. He's putting together a coalition for the Las Vegas massacre situation, which is a whole nother story. Jesus, we can't even get into that. I want to just not get it because I got to do that Thursday. But Caleb's there in Indiana, and we can get something going. We can try to help you. I'm sure my friend Josh is sending me names right now of 3%ers in Indiana. I'll get with some of these state leaders and things like that, and we'll connect. You got to find me on Facebook, Jerry, and then we'll connect that way. Mike has my contact information on Facebook. Mark Hoffman, find me, the Patriot Nation Radio Network, and we'll do what we can to get a search party together out there in Indiana to find Karina, one way or the other.
I deeply appreciate any help I could get because I just can't. They labeled me as a crazy lady in the purple coat because I went down. I got a hit on Facebook that she was in a freezer at a certain area in Kokomo. And I went down and I gave them the information. And I literally got cussed. I can't really say it on air. But I literally got told to shut the F, whatever, you know. And they went to the house, but they didn't know my walker lived across the street. They said, do you have a screwdriver? She said, yeah. So they went over and jimmied the door and went in and bought the screwdriver back. My walker says, is everything okay? They said a crazy lady in a purple coat said there was a body in the damn house with a freezer over there. Now, and I had been cussed from the chief of detectives like a sailor, using the F word up one side and down the other. The girl behind the window heard it. Her mouth dropped to the floor. The lady's finger in my face, and all I asked her to do was go to Menards and check a tape. And I said, could you please go check a tape at Menards? They won't let me look at it, and I know you can. And then she just went off. F this, F that, F this family. Everybody's going to F and pay for what F and happened to this girl. She had her finger in my face. That is my witness. I don't need to lie. And She said everybody in this effing family is going to pay for what happened to her. It's going to be an ugly effing scene when we do find her, Jerry. It's not going to be what the F you want. I said, are you telling me that she's dead? Like I effing said, Jerry, it's not going to be what you want. And I have done nothing wrong except try to find my granddaughter. And when I go down there and I talk to these police officers and everything, I ask them, please, sir, yes, sir, no, sir, yes, ma'am. And I shake their hands before I leave and tell them thank you. And I have got cussed up one side and down the other.
And that's Captain Galloway?
Yeah.
Captain Galloway of the Kokomo Police Department?
Yeah.
And he's talking to somebody's grandmother like this.
She. Yeah. It's a she, yeah. I've been cussed by a couple other cops
Captain
down there.
Captain Galloway. Does Captain Galloway have her own family? Does she have children?
Yeah. Well, the lady's got cancer, and I don't wish her no harm. You know, it came out that she got cancer. God be with her.
No harm. We never want to have harm to our police, whether we agree with their decisions or not. We don't want the police to be in harm's way ever. And that's their life. That's their job. They're in harm's way every day. I support law enforcement. But when they do like stuff like this, this is a grandmother. This is somebody who has children talking to someone who has children's children in their life. And they're talking with the F word up and down the ladder, scolding you like you're a criminal because you're inquiring about your granddaughter. Who happens to be a mulatto, only mixed race person in the town, who fell into a bad situation, who everybody has at least one chance in life to better themselves before it gets to this point, I would hope. I got this coming April. I got 26 years sober this coming April, and I can only pray for those who can't beat it.
And my son came up. There was a deal going on in Florida where they thought it was Karina on a tape. They called the Florida police came up here. I'll probably get in trouble if he hears this, but the Florida police came up here and they met with my son and the mother of her. And the mother said it was Karina. And my son told me, he said, man, I can't tell you that that's my daughter. He said, well, the mother said that is Karina. He said, man, I can't tell you for sure that that's my daughter. She's too thick. She's too light. She looks older. The tattoo's in the wrong area on her arm. I cannot actually say that that is my daughter. And a police officer from Florida turned on my boy and threatened to arrest my son for not identifying.
And not only that, but there's drug addicts in the police department there. No, wasn't there a police officer busted recently?
Yep. And he was made to resign and got to go to Florida to start all over again.
See? And that's okay. But they're not willing to help somebody.
I do not understand.
18 and 2 weeks old. 18 years, 2 weeks. And she's missing. Folks, we got to try and do something to help locate this young lady one way or another. Now, you know, there's a lot of other possibilities, too. And we have to try and look at every lead possible. I don't know why the police wouldn't be looking into this or why any federal agents wouldn't be involved in the missing person. And this is since October of 2016 now. Holy crow, man. And I have folks on the live feed right now saying that they can get a team together if needed. To help with the search.
They have to be, okay, but then KPD has even stopped me from getting a Q dogs in here to search for her, sir. They put a stop to everything. If we go out and we search and we find and we call the police, they don't have to come out there. I don't understand it. Karina was not a big drug dealer. She was a child that got mixed up in the wrong batch because of the other side of the family. I do not understand why it's not no big drug deal cover-up. They have a man they think that did this. They say that did this. I'm not going to say no names and because they don't like me already. But they have a man they're looking at. Okay, he's been in prison for a year for a bullshit charge, okay? And they're not doing nothing. They will not talk to the guy that's incarcerated, and he was the one that told me. And I even had a psychic tell me on the phone, there's a man with a dog with a trailer, and he's trying to help you. That's the gentleman in jail. She's in a yellow building. That's where Karina's supposed to be. But they don't want to listen to me. They don't want to talk to me. I've talked to the prosecutor, the chief of police. I have talked to anybody and everybody that will listen to me, but nobody will listen. Nobody will listen because I am a grandmother.
Good Lord, have mercy. And you,
the prosecutor,
Mike, you
told
Mike,
me they had. The prosecutor told me they had someone, but they couldn't touch them.
Right. And you and Mike have been digging around in swamps and in the mud and everything, looking by yourselves, correct?
Well, Mike come in later on, yes. Mike met up with us later on. Mike, I had a main walker, but she got mad at me because I'm still listening to and talking with Mike. So she fell off the way. So it's me, Mike, and another lady named Phyllis, and I got a friend in Louisiana. But the Mayor Thorpe told my friend in Louisiana on the phone that Karina is missing with foul play with more than one involved. Now, he told that to a stranger in Louisiana, but he won't tell me shit. He won't tell me nothing.
Beep. This episode of Patriot Nation Radio is PG-13.
Oh, I'm so sorry. Awesome. It slipped. I'm sorry.
PG-13 is a strong language. If you don't mind the kids hearing words like. If you don't mind
I'm
the kids
sorry.
Hearing words like. You know, sometimes.
I'm sorry.
Shit happens.
Beep. But, you know, the mayor guy, he told me that this case might be one that goes totally unsolved. I said, why? Because she's a mixed girl, got mixed up in drugs? He said it might not ever get solved.
I think it's time to find a new sheriff.
A new mayor would help.
And a new mayor. Yeah, you guys got to work on that, you know, these crazy
because
mayors nowadays.
Well, the guy underneath the mayor told me that he has nothing, no control over the police department. I said, well, what's it good for? This is his house. He's in the same building. He can't control his police officers and make them do the job. Galloway told me back last year when this went down about the tapes that I mentioned a while ago, I asked her to go check, that he gave her a deadline on this case. I said, what do you mean a deadline? Like I said, he gave us a deadline to solve this case. Well, I mean, what are you going to do? Take it and put it in the trash after so long? Because that's what they've done. They've done
it's
nothing.
Unbelievable.
Pardon me?
I said it's unbelievable. Folks, we're talking with a lady named Jerry and a fellow patriot, Mike. These two folks are fine patriots. Mike witnessed Karina as she drove away in a vehicle never to be seen again. And they've been looking high and low for this young lady, Karina, 18 years and 2 weeks old. Went missing in 2016, October of 2016. So we're coming up on 2 years now. October 2018 will be 2 years. And they won't lift a finger to help. They won't send out a search party. They won't do any investigating. They are putting deadlines on how long you can keep the case open. Since when is there deadlines on a missing person? I watch the TV. These guys look at missing people for years. There's obvious corruption going on. Does it seem like they know something and they're covering something up?
To me, yes, and I don't understand it. Like I was telling you about the gentleman in jail, and I told the guy, Mr. Thorpe, I said, they're going to let him out of jail. He's on supervised probation. They popped him for some drugs. They're going to test him. He's going to be dirty, and they're going to offer him a deal. He said, I really don't see that. I said, you hide and watch. I said, because they're going to pop him, and they're going to offer him a deal if he'll roll over on somebody else, and we still won't have my granddaughter, because that's what's going to happen. All they want to do is pop somebody. And I have a letter. I have a letter from a girl that went down with that guy, okay? Let me back up. This guy in prison, his daughter wired up on him and this lady. The lady and him got popped. The lady, I intercepted a letter, and I've got it. I made copies. I took it down to Galloway, and I left it. Galloway, it switched hands to Benoist. Benoist never seen the letter. I went and got a copy to Benoist. Now it's in Webster's hands. There's been three detectives on this case. Now there's information that's been dropped, left out, threw away, said heck with it, and they're not passing messages between each other. They're not doing crap. I've got the letter. I give it to the chief of police. He glanced at it and handed it back. I give it to the prosecutor.
The chief of police is Robert Baker?
Baker.
Baker.
Yes. And the prosecutor told me that they had someone, but they couldn't touch him. Now, who is untouchable except it's a narc that's got too much on KPD? And one of their narcs has disappeared off the face of the earth. And I know who it is because his name popped up in it, too. He's gone. They was bringing him in and taking him in every 3 or 4 weeks. Then all of a sudden it stopped, and he's gone out of Kokomo. He's not a jail tracker. He's nowhere. They're hiding him. He's got too much dirt on KPD.
Even the chief of police just glanced at the letter, handed it back, and said, oh, too bad. Sorry.
Right, right. And then this guy's daughter gave me a taped statement. I played it for the chief of police. And after it was over, he said, we knew all this back in December. Okay, it states. He snapped her neck. Oh, there wouldn't be no blood if he snapped her neck. How do you know? I've got pictures on my computer of bloody carpet from the man's house. They did not luminol. They did not take no dogs, and they did nothing. I've got the pictures. I asked them to go get the carpet. I was told, so you want me to send my detective down to get bloody carpet out of his house? I said, please. Oh, well, we'll see what we can do. They didn't go get it. I mean, what is the big deal? She was an 18-year-old kid. If you were to put her at going on 19 years old with a 22-year-old sister in a room and hear them talking, you'd swear they were 10 years old just laughing and joking and having a good time. You know, it's ridiculous that they would cover up something on an 18-year-old mixed girl. It's ridiculous. Find the child. Let us put her to rest. Her soul, she deserves it. She was born. She walked. She crawled. She talked. She smiled. She existed, but not the KPD.
Well, let's hope that maybe she's alive and kicking somewhere, and she just.
Sir, if she was, she would have contacted. She would have reached out to her mother for sure. She would have reached out to her oldest sister for sure, and her grandfather died, and they were close. If she knew that her grandfather passed, she would have surfaced. Karina has not been seen since October the 11th, 2016. Between 10 and 12. Well, 12:30, 12:15 when Mike seen her last get in that car. Mike was the last person that we know of besides the gentleman that told that girl to get her to the hospital. They were the last three people to see that girl alive. We have not heard from, seen, nothing.
Well, this is what we're going to do. After the show, we're going to set up a group chat. You got to find me on Facebook, connect with Mike,
okay.
Get connected with me. I'm going to set up a group chat with some folks that know people. One of my friends here in Florida knows the chief of police there in Indiana, Robert Baker. That's how I got the name. And my friend Caleb, he's in Indiana himself. You might know his story. He was recently back in, I believe, June, protecting his friend, was shot 13 times protecting his friend and lived. He's in Indiana.
Oh, my.
Yeah, he's alive to tell the story. He's doing great things for the victims and the witnesses from the Las Vegas massacre. He'll be on again this Thursday, but he's in Indiana, and he can help you out, too. But we need to get names, the name and maybe a picture and things like that, and we'll get a team together, and we'll get searching. We'll get looking and investigating to try and track down this young lady. So that she can maybe, if anything, be laid to rest with some dignity.
Thank you, sir.
This is downright ridiculous that any law enforcement would talk to a grandmother. Not only that, but someone who has children of their own talking to someone, another mother like that, is kind of cold and heartless. Can't stand for that. Can't have law enforcement talking to people like this. They serve us. We're not their subjects. We're not below them. We are their bosses. We pay their salary with our taxes. And they don't have any right treating people this way.
Right.
No, where I live, my sheriff is a nice guy. I met him a few times. He's always respectful. I spoke to him on the phone. I mean, for crying out loud, I chit-chatted him about his constitutional duties, and I talked to him about the statue in Brooksville that he would want to take down. The Antifa nuts want to take down the Confederate statue in our little town. We call him on the phone. Oh, we're going to blockade it. You know, it's a nice guy. He talks to us with respect. He doesn't talk down to me, you know, and they shouldn't. When you have legitimate questions, when you have legitimate concerns, They have got to do their job. The sheriff is the highest law enforcement official in any county. So a sheriff can actually tell the FBI to get lost and stuff. Look, you don't have no jurisdiction in my county. Get out. That's how powerful they are.
I was told that the state police was in on this, but I called the state police here, and they don't know anything of Karina missing whatsoever.
Well, we're going to do what we can to help. You know, we're getting a chat. You can chit-chat with the guys that want to get a team together and help you find your granddaughter. And, you know, you got to be honest and open with them and tell them exactly what's up so they know the facts and the circumstances. And they'll help. You know, we have great, great patriots in this country that all they want to do is help their fellow citizens, almost feel duty-bound. Here I am to help citizens, to help each other.
Right.
When they're down.
Right.
Mike's been talking to me for a long time about this case, and we've been talking and talking and talking, and the things he was telling me, and he's, you know, got his camera in his pocket, and he's talking to law enforcement officials and really going out on a limb to get to the bottom of this. And it's very important.
Right.
Everybody's equal. It doesn't matter if she's a mixed race. It doesn't matter. It wouldn't matter if she came from Syria as a refugee and she's 18 years old. Someone kidnapped her and dragged her away. We got to at least help that person get back to Syria, for Christ.
Thank you.
You know what I mean? So, you know, we're here. We're with you. And again, get with Mike. Get with me. Find me on Facebook. And a little while after the show, we'll set up a group chat where you can talk to these folks. And let's get something going so we can try to help you.
All right. I thank you, sir, very much. And thank you, Mike.
No problem. Hold on. I'm bringing it back in. Mike, you there,
okay.
Mike?
Yes, sir.
There he is. All right. You heard the show. You heard what's going on. We are getting some stuff together for you. My friend on the live feed from Greenwood, Indiana, he knows some folks out there, so... we'll get it going.
And he's saying, And he's saying exactly what I was saying. That woman has some courage, and that's exactly what I was telling you. She's been speaking up, and this woman I've been seeing using her voice, and I mean using her voice wisely. She's not backed down. This one,
you know,
that's why the way I got to put it, she's a grandma with a cause, and she's not backing down. She'll go to the grave still fighting.
What gets me is her granddaughter's been kidnapped and is missing, and she has to have courage to speak to law enforcement. That in itself sounds like tyranny. We should never be afraid to speak or worry about what law enforcement will do or say when we're trying to help our family and our friends and our community. We should not be in fear.
And I actually have the nerve to actually look at these officers in the face. Why I'm seeing they beat her down, get her where she's actually leaving. 9 times out of 10, when she's coming out of that PD from even talking to Galloway, 9 times out of 10, Jerry's leaving in tears. And it's how disgraceful and distasteful they've treated her. This, even so much as asking, is there any updates in this case? Is there any new involvements in this case? Like, even asking something like this, they're tearing this grandma to shreds. You're crazy. You're just back here crazy. And then they're telling me a witness, the only person I trust on that side of the family, I'm not allowed to talk to them. I'm like, this is BS.
They won't even speak to me down. They won't even speak to me downtown. They see me come in the door, they run.
Ridiculous.
And literally, you actually start asking questions, you get so much hostility and resistance for even so much as asking a question. If you inquire about something, they are the first ones to, I didn't say that. And I'm going to say it. I know they pretty much, I guarantee, is scared Jerry, but she's got every right to be scared of them. These are the people she's supposed to be trusting, not only to protect her life, but her community's life. And this is the same community I live in. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And this,
yep.
I've seen this grandma time and time again. All she's begging is just answers. And Jerry, I know you're still online.
Yeah,
I'm seeing this grandma melt down, like literally melt down, and it hurts knowing the pain she's feeling. And I'm seeing the exact same pain she's feeling. I may not have been family, but I gave that girl my word. I protected that girl with every ounce of my being that night. And I sent her off with who I thought I could trust.
It's tearing Mike apart that he couldn't do more for Karina. It's tearing him apart.
I blame myself for even letting Paige leave with her. And I've had Jerry even tell me it's not myself for leaving her. I blame myself because I knew I was the last person that guaranteed that little girl safety. I was her safety blanket. I was her rock when she needed somebody the most. And I feel like I failed this girl by not bringing her home, at least keeping my one promise I made to that girl that night. And I'm not a, I'm a man, but I'm not afraid to cry. The one promise I made that girl that night was actually I was to see her home. That's the one promise that hurts me the most. I made that girl my promise. I gave her my word. And that's what hurts the most right now, because I gave this girl my word. And that's something I don't do very lightly. And that's what hurts me the most right now, because I'm speaking the truth. I know who
he's
I see, and I know
who
really to protect that.
He has tried hard to get them to listen to him downtown, but they won't listen to Mike. They won't listen to him. They even
I'm the first liar. You can ask Jerry. I'm getting hints that I'm about to be arrested for impeding this case. They're hinting out that to me. Tell me there's people coming in saying I'm harassing them. And the only person that they're referring to is this driver. They're saying I'm harassing this driver. I'm like, no, she's harassing me. I'm showing I'm speaking the truth. The witness impeding it, all this, the obstruction of justice, all this is actually going on. They know about this. Not only do they know about it, but you can ask Jerry. I've got a video now where I had the balls because I was tired of being called a liar. I sat right there, and they're telling me there's a system error. And you can ask Jerry. The first arrest directly tied to this, we lost last week over a judicial system error that me, Jerry, none of the family had any involvement in. It was the Howard County system. Like, we would have had the first arrest. Paige would have been arrested last week.
No names, Mike, no names.
Sorry.
I'm right here. We're at the end of the show. We're actually running over a little bit, but that's okay. I scheduled an hour and a half tonight, but just because I had a feeling. But right now, what I want to do is, hope you guys will join me. I'm going to say a little prayer for Karina and wrap
Thank
up
you.
The show with a couple of tunes. So, folks, prayer for Karina, 18-year-old young lady missing since October 2016. Dear Lord Jesus. Please watch over and comfort this family in this time. And wherever Karina may be, place your loving hands upon her and let her know that she is loved by you and by many. Bring her home safe and sound, or bring her home in other ways, but just bring her home so she can be put to rest with dignity. In Jesus' name I pray, amen.
Amen.
When I get to stop and rest on this hot and sandy trail, walking through this desert, occasionally I fail. In a fight of desperation on this road of life, I know that there's only one true way to beat the strife. With rolling tears at times, I think I'll never make it through. Then I stop and realize to give it all to you, raising up my shield of faith in front of me to fight. With your Holy Spirit, you guide me through the night. Now I call you Christ Messiah. I call you King of Kings. Risen from the grave with the keys to set this sinner free. People see me in the vineyard serving in your name. Notice how I've changed, my life is not the same. Often they will ask of the change come over me. tell them how Jesus set this sinner free. And I call you Christ Messiah, and I call you King of Kings, for you have risen from the grave with the keys to set this sinner free. You've risen. You've risen from the grave with the keys to set the sinner free.
That's Mark E. Smith, Christ Messiah. Come here, my son. Good night, buddy. Say hello.
Yeah.
I love you. Be good. Well, there you have it, folks. That's another episode of the Patriot Nation Radio Network. Kind of an emotional episode here, right here at the end. Because, ladies and gentlemen, an 18-year-old girl has gone missing. And folks are witnesses and have evidence and proof and names, and they won't listen. They're doing nothing. We'll try to do what we can. In Jesus' name, amen. We're going to do what we can. I don't know who left here. Who's with us? Is that you, Mike, or is that Jerry?
I'm still on.
Mike's here. Jerry has left. I want to thank you so much for your time and telling your story.
Yeah,
very
I actually sent her a link to your Facebook just now on Facebook. So she's got a link. She knows how to get to your Facebook now.
Right, and I think
I did a
straight
like your details. That's about the only easiest way I could get her to it. I couldn't figure out how to copy and post a link, so I just did the screenshot. I was like, here, his details are right here. Follow that, and go right to him.
There is actually a story there on NBC News, Missing in America. It's great. That's interesting. So, but yeah, we'll talk about it, and we'll see what we can do to drum up a team to help find her. I want to thank you, Mike, for bringing this story.
Yeah, I didn't want to break down with you guys, but it's just, that's another thing. I'd be even asking to even talk to a witness advocate, somebody I could actually just kind of open up and actually kind of let stuff out at. I haven't been able to even get that. Like, to even somebody right. So much talk to, even psychiatrically or mentally or anything like that, just get stuff off my back. They refuse to even let me talk to somebody like that, where I can actually confidentially let it be known, let it still be on the record, but yet I'm talking to the right sources, just kind of letting it out. I knew I had that right, and that's a very, very, very minute right I'm asking for, and that's another thing I'm actually getting resistance from. And I'm just asking, hey, can I get some help even mentally, and I can't even get help there.
Well, I want to thank you so much for your time and coming on tonight, Mike, and thank you for your service to our country and trying to do the right thing here with this young lady. We'll set up some kind of a group here in a little bit and try to arrange something, maybe get a search team going or something there in Kokomo, Indiana.
Thank you. Hey, Godspeed, and have a good night.
Yes, sir. Ladies and gentlemen, please join me as Dave Bray sings the national anthem. The playoffs have started. The NFL season is coming to an end, but we are doing the national anthem twice a show until the NFL season ends in our own little counter-protest against these turds who would disrespect our flag and our veterans and those who gave it all, gave their all, their last breath for our country. Join us as Dave Bray sings from Pittsburgh a cappella, the Star-Spangled Banner. Here's the flag. Here we go.
That's what I'm talking about. We're going to sing it together. You ready? Come on, Pittsburgh. Are you ready?
Oh, say, can you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we hailed at the twilight's last gleaming? Whose broad stripes and bright stars through
fight o'er the ramparts we watched were so gallantly streaming.
Thank everybody for tuning in tonight. This Thursday we have Jake Morfonius, Caleb Broad, possibly Laura Luma, Renee Downs from the Bellagio, Eric Brecky, our kind of Las Vegas show co-host, Eric Brecky, attorney, and hopefully Danielle will join us. She was at the Paris during the Vegas incident. We are trying to corroborate and prove to everybody that what happened in Vegas is crazy and there's a cover-up. And then, of course, I will be having a gentleman from Veterans Moving here in Florida. U-Haul is suing him and trying to put him out of business, and all he's doing is helping vets have a job with a moving company. We'll have him on Monday. So you got Thursday, Vegas, and then Monday the 15th with Greg's Moving. Greg's Veterans Movie. You want to tune into these shows, folks. And then coming up in the new year, coming up here real soon, Dr. Sebastian Gorka, Jan Morgan, Del Bigtree. He's the guy who did the movie Vast. And looks like I'm going to be getting Wolfgang Haubig, who is claim to fame right now is Sandy Hook. He's the guy who wrote the book on mass shooting response for law enforcement, fire departments, and EMTs. He wrote the book. He was there for Columbine. He's been involved as a school principal, school teacher, law enforcement, military, training these people. He knows everything about this stuff. Sandy Hook or Sandy Hook, Wolfgang Haubig coming up. We got great shows coming up. Don't forget American Brand Radio Initiative with James Bostick and Emmy Award-winning journalist Scott Kesterson on Tuesdays and Thursdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, right here on the Patriot Nation Radio Network, www.blogtalkradio.com/Patriot Nation. Until we meet again, talking Vegas this Thursday. Good night. God bless you, and God bless America.